You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival for the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. You know the procedure used by psychiatrists, or so they tell me, when they say a word and want you to tell them immediately what comes to mind when you hear it? Well, I thought it might make a good program this week if I choose some bands at random and play my own choice of record that each name suggests. I ought to say, though, that they are my choices. You'll probably wonder why I didn't think of something else that each band has made, but I hope you enjoy them anyway. Take Chick Webb, the hunchback drummer who trained Ella Fitzgerald and set her on the road to world fame. His band played for years at the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem, New York, and most big band enthusiasts think of stomping at the Savoy when they hear Chick Webb's name, and so do I. So here is his original 1934 record of it. Chick Webb stomping at the Savoy. No, I don't think I want to play his biggest hit, Tisk to Task It, thank you. Now, when I say Jack Payne and his BBC dance orchestra, does anything special come to mind? His signature tune, Say It With Music, maybe, or one of those comedy things like Sergeant Flagg and Sergeant Quirt? Oh, no, I don't think so. But I remember seeing Jack Payne and his band at the Palladium in 1931 and being vastly impressed by the huge engine that seemed to come charging out of the backdrop into the stalls, while the boys were perched all over it playing, of course, Choo Choo. Thank you. Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra, Choo Choo. Coming a little nearer to the present, that's only 37 years ago, how about one of the idols of the swing era, Artie Shaw? Begin the Begin? No, I heard his records long before he made that into a big hit. I much prefer his attempt at playing simply the blues, and a very good attempt it is, too. Artie Shaw's idea of the blues. Now, if you hear the name Paul Whiteman, if you're a jazz connoisseur, you may recoil in horror, or you may think blissfully of those great records featuring Bix and Frank Trumbauer and Bill Rank and the rest. But in the summer of 1930, a friend of my family gave me some old records, and among them were some Whitemans, and this was one of them. It was made in 1925, and though I couldn't grasp what the words meant when I first heard them, I liked the band very much. It's called Footloose.
Footloose strut. You glide, glide, glide with an easy going style. Slide, slide, slide and find the dancing once a while. Strut, strut, strut and you're a footloose slave. Feet feel and sit because they won't behave.
Footloose by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Billy Murray singing. Well, by the way, the London Jazz Society are presenting the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra at the Roundhouse in Chalk Farm next Saturday, October the 5th, at 8 o'clock, using the original Bill Challis scores, with Dick Sudhalter playing the Bix parts and Chris Ellis singing the part of Bing Crosby. It ought to be a good show. Now, what do you think of when you come across the name of Duke Ellington? What a silly question. He wrote and recorded so many absolute gems, so I just dipped into my files and found this one, a 1928 recording on OK of a lovely number called Blues with a Feeling. Duke Ellington, Blues with a Feeling. Most suitable title, eh? Let's have a contrast in moods now to something very trivial but great fun and superbly played by Ambrose and his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra in 1930, with Sylvester Hohler on trumpet, Ted Heath on trombone, and Joe Crossman on clarinet and alto. My Baby Just Cares for Me. Ambrose and his all-star orchestra, My Baby Just Cares For Me, with vocalist Sam Brown. Even if you're not old enough to remember Ted Lewis in his heyday, you'll know his name, I expect, and his catchphrase, Is Everybody Happy? But when I think of him, I think of his fine bunch of jazzmen, including George Brunis from New Orleans on trombone, who gets plenty to do on this breezy record of Where'd You Get Those Eyes?
How'd you grow so sweet? How'd you grow so nice, you? How'd you get that new blue bonnet? With a do-wack-a-doo-doo's on it, that'll make me happy. Come on and put me wise. Tell me, where'd you get rose eyes?
Ted Lewis and his band in 1926, Where'd You Get Those Eyes? And that was the year when the great Coon Sanders original Nighthawk Orchestra of Chicago made Deep Henderson, a minor key lilting tune without lyrics, although someone does shout something about a third of the way through. I've never been able to find out what it was. It was the first record I ever had of this band, and one of their best, I think. And even King Oliver's Deep Henderson doesn't interest me like this one. Deep Henderson by Coon Sanders Orchestra. It was one of the finest in America. One of our greatest in the early 30s, anyway, was Lou Stones, I think. But what does his name suggest? One of his comedy hits? Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? No. One of his first-class jazz records, then, like Call of the Freaks or Solitude? Yes, but I've played them. No, I remember I loved Lou Stones' record of Haunting Me. No jazz, but when I think of Lou Stone, I think of this and hosts of other tasteful, rich performances like it. Well, I'll be back with some more nostalgic music after the news.
though you're not near to me. You chain me, restrain me, so I'm never free. Oh, what a life I'm filled with storm and strife. Though we are far apart, I see you, I hear you, you're still in my heart. Although I try to find someone new to love, I swear by the stars.
12 o'clock, Richard Mason with Capital News. In Ireland, the search is continuing for the men who hijacked a private plane and used it to try and bomb British troops. Here's Frank Delaney from Dublin.
It does appear as if last night's hijacking was part of a combined operation against a British Army post at Crossbeck Glen, just inside the border in County Armagh. There, 20 IRA men wearing combat jackets fired more than 60 rounds and some mortar bombs at a British Army post, but there were no casualties. So far, there's been no sign of the hijackers. They appear to have disappeared into thin air.
President Ford may not stand for the presidency in 1976 because of his wife's illness. This is the prediction of Newsweek magazine, which quotes a friend of the president as saying Mr. Ford will not stand if his wife asks him not to. Meanwhile, Mrs. Ford is reported to be recovering well from the operation which removed her right breast because of cancer. The guerrillas holding 7 hostages in the Venezuelan consulate in Santo Domingo have set a new deadline for their demands to be met when they'll start killing their captives. But police have not revealed when the new deadline is. Here's a report from John Parcell.
The hostages have begun to fear for their lives. The father of a Dominican girl held by the guerrillas quoted her as saying conditions were desperate. She told him, "We do not feel so sure of our lives anymore." The 7 hostages, including the U.S. information chief here, Barbara Hutchison, have had nothing to eat or drink since a handful of sandwiches and soft drinks were taken to the consulate 24 hours ago. Miss Hutchison hurled a bottle into the garden with a message inside, but police took it away and refused to disclose what it said.
Other news, more than 40 cars have been involved in pile-ups on the M1 tonight, but only 2 people have been injured. Liza Minnelli and new husband Jack Haley Jr. have arrived in London to complete their honeymoon. In central Colombia, 90 people are feared dead after a rock slide crashed down on a shanty town. London's weather, cold, sun in the morning, but cloud increasing later. It's 2 minutes past 12. Richard Mason, Capital News, in tune with London.
Here we are back on Mardi Gras. During the earlier 30s in America, the vogue was for sweet bands, not jazz, and one of the finest arrangers of hot dance music of the 20s, the late Don Bester, turned to providing tuneful dance music of a very high quality then. His vocalist was Neil Buckley, and he's now mayor of a town in New Jersey. He sounds just right in "I've Got to Pass Your House to Get to My House."
I've got to pass your house to get to my house, and that's what makes me blue, wondering who is sitting with you and doing the things that I used to do. I have to close my eyes when they meet your eyes, for in your eyes I see no longing for me, just deep sympathy, a message that says it just has to be. I may wander here and there, looking for a thrill someone else can make me care. I think I care until I stop to pass your house to get to my house. I swear I'll move away, but then the next day I wake up and say she may change her mind. I guess that I'll stay. I'm funny that way. I'm funny that way. Thank you.
Sylvester and his orchestra, I've got to pass your house to get to my house. I remember finding that in a second-hand bookshop long, long ago, and I always associate Don Vester with it. I think the first Gene Goldkit record I ever heard was his great one of I'm Gonna Meet My Sweetie Now, so without wasting time going into raptures over Bix, Joe Venuti, Frank Trumbauer, Steve Brown and the others, here it is. Goldkit's unforgettable classic, I'm Gonna Meet My Sweetie Now, and no vocal. Oh, perhaps I shouldn't have said that. I'll be back after the break, though.
The brightest sound in London town, capital, with London capital.
Charles Aznavour singing She. That's just a taste of what you'll hear any day you pop into Tapes Galore. Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, has one of London's largest selections of cassettes, cartridges, LPs and singles. And this week, they're selling Aznavour's A Tapestry of Dreams on album or tape for just £1.50. Invest in some good sounds now at Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, four blocks from Marble Arch. Of a day.
Here we are back on Mardi Gras. Let's have another British band now, Ray Nobles. Oh, yes, you'll say, Good Night, Sweetheart, or The Very Thought of You, By the Fireside. No, not this time. I love them, of course, but one of the first Ray Nobles I recall is Harry Wood's lovely tune, Hang Out the Stars in Indiana. Al Boley sings, of course.
Hang out the stars in Indiana, up in a sky of midnight blue. Hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you. Have every robin sing a love song, a melody just meant for two. For in my heart there'll be a love song, a song I long to sing to you. How could I find the thing The very happiness I fought for was right back by your side. So wait for me in Indiana, and when the long, long day is through, hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you.
Ray Noble in 1931, Hang Out the Stars in Indiana. Now, who should we have next? Oh, yes, how about Tommy Dorsey? Well, most dance music fans, when they think of him, will think of Tea for Two Cha-Cha, perhaps, or maybe On the Sunny Side of the Street. But wait, wasn't he known as the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing? So how about his signature tune, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You?
Thank you.
Tommy Dorsey's big rival for popularity in the swing era was Benny Goodman, the king of swing himself, of course. Well, he made so many fine records, it's hard to sort one out. But here's one I like that takes me back to those days. Love Me or Leave Me. Benny Goodman in 1936, Love Me or Leave Me. Now, I can't really go through a show like this without calling up a memory of Carol Gibbons, but I'd like to play one of his 1929 records. Again, no vocal, but some good hot solos nevertheless. I'm Crazy Over You.
Thank you.
I'm Crazy Over You by Carol Gibbons and the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra. Way back in 1928, a burly Texan named Johnny Marvin appeared in London, and the late Duke of Windsor became a fan of his. Johnny Marvin made hundreds of records, and this one is typical, as vocalist with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra, a number I think I've seen Morecambe and Wise do on TV, Me and My Shadow. Shadow, composed by Al Jolson, played by Nat Shilkret and his orchestra, vocal by Johnny Marvin, complete with ukulele. How about that? If I say Hal Kemp, what comes to mind? Maybe nothing much, as in England he didn't really have any big hits. But in the States, one of his best was this, complete with muted brass and the voice of drummer Skinny Ennis, Lamplight.
I have a story to tell. It's old as the hills, but oh well. It has one twist that might interest you. Skies of blue that have turned gray, and when they turn, stay that way. All stories must, people say, be like the dust, blow away. And if they happen, caused by chance, just a glance and they're through. Maybe it's happened to you. They bumped into each other, as people often do, and that's a situation that was always meant for two. A boy, a girl, a lamplight. My story starts, it's nothing new. She didn't drop a hanky, no, that trick was overdone. But once her eye had twinkled, her first point had been won. A boy, a girl, a lamplight. My story's sad, but then it's true. And when they saw each other smile, the Hudson looked just like the Nile. The stars all seemed to glisten, the clouds stood still to listen. They didn't speak for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, the clouds moved overhead. The Nile was just the Hudson and the stars above him fled. A boy, a girl, a lamplight. My story ends, and so to bed.
My story ends, and so to bed. Maybe that's not such a bad idea at that. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I brought back some happy memories, too. Will you join me again next week? Good. Till then, this is Brian Rust saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music, and all that jazz. Thank you.